This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for December 1st, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining. This week, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving facts, because I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, whether you were at home, whether you're at work, whether you were with family, whether you were with friends. And some of you might be tuning in that may have been by yourself. But you know, the coolest part about being alone is that you're never alone. God is always with you. And that's what we have to be thankful for. Did you know that Thanksgiving originated in the 1500s and is based on a combination of the New England Puritan Thanksgiving, English and New England harvest celebrations? The first Thanksgiving feast was a three-day celebration that symbolized peace and gratitude. And isn't that kind of funny that that still goes on through today? That we get together and whether, you know, all our families are different. We're different within our own families. In fact, you know, they say opposites attract between husbands and wives. But when you get to throw everybody in, there's peace that you can all come together under one roof and have a time of peace and gratitude. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome into Mixed Sunday Morning, and we've got some Thanksgiving facts to share this week. The name turkey sounds pretty easy. It's the name of the bird, but how did that ever come about? Well, the name turkey probably comes from merchants trading to Turkey, bringing birds to Britain. They were first called turkey cocks. Around 45 million turkeys are cooked for Thanksgiving. That's a bunch of bird. God bless you. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, and we're talking about Thanksgiving facts, and some of them are funny, like this one. TV dinners. Did you know the first TV dinner was inspired by Thanksgiving leftovers? In 1953, Swanson created a prepackaged frozen meal using leftover turkey, cornbread, dressing, gravy, peas, and sweet potatoes. Things you just didn't know. God bless you. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, and we have Thanksgiving facts. Did you know Canada also celebrates Thanksgiving, but in October, because the fall harvest happens earlier there? And also, did you know turkeys get pardoned? Some U.S. presidents have pardoned turkeys. President George H.W. Bush was the first to officially pardon a turkey. God bless you. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, and we've been talking about Thanksgiving facts, because I hope you had a very, very happy Thanksgiving, no matter what situation you were in. We've got a lot to be thankful for, and one of those things, well, I'll talk about in a little while, but this is a pretty cool fact right here. You know, Thanksgiving became a holiday in 1863. Abraham Lincoln proclaimed Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863 in the midst of the Civil War in an attempt to foster a sense of American unity. Now, that was something I didn't know, and that's really cool right there. In the midst of this country being torn apart, that Abraham Lincoln stepped up and made Thanksgiving a holiday to try to bring us back together. God bless you. It's Mick Sunday Morning. It's Mick Sunday Morning. I hope you enjoyed the show this week. I didn't try to stay on here long, so you could listen to all the Christmas music, but we had some pretty interesting Thanksgiving facts. But one thing I wanted to talk about Thanksgiving, as it was this past week, we do have a lot to be thankful for, but I realized last year when I prayed with my family that it just hit me that, Lord, I'm thankful for the things that I don't see that you do. And see, God moves in our lives, and we do see a lot of things, and we're very thankful for those things, because they only could happen if God didn't just adorn it and make it happen. But it's the things that we don't see that he does, the things that he protects us from, the things that he allows us to do, are who he allows us to be, that we don't see. To be thankful for all those things, and be thankful that we have a God who still moves. He still moves in this world. He still moves in this small town of Sylacauga, Alabama. He still moves in this show, and he still moves in me and you. So I hope you had just a happy Thanksgiving weekend. As we all get back to work this week, I know I had a good time off. I really needed it. I needed a break from work. And I had a great time with my family. And just to get things back in focus again, you know, God's one, my family's two, and my job's three. And, you know, they can look at you if you think you're crazy when you say that. But when I interviewed where I work 9 years ago, I sat there and told them that, you know, that God's one, my family's two, and my job's three. But I looked right at him and said, you'll never know a difference, because if I take care of one and two, number three will be just fine. So go this week and just be thankful for everything. Look at everything as the cup half full. And especially be thankful for the things you don't see that God does in your life. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mixin. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.